Welcome back, and thank you for joining into this week's 10th podcast, Automotive Repair Tips. My name is Frank R. Schaefer, and I appreciate you being here this week. I will share with you my knowledge and thoughts of over 44 years of problem-solving experience. Every other Wednesday, I will have a new podcast. If you should have a question, I strongly encourage you to please email me at franks71camaro@gmail.com. Once again, that's franks71camaro@gmail.com. This week, I'll be talking about catalytic converters, their makeup, what makes them so valuable in exhaust systems. Exhaust systems generally start off with the exhaust manifold, engine pipe, catalytic converter, intermediate pipe, muffler, resonator, and tailpipe. These components are held together by what is usually called clamps. The exhaust components can still be differently located, such as the resonator before the muffler, or a catalytic converter bolted to the exhaust manifold, etc. I will explain what this all means. We'll start off with the first component, exhaust manifold, which is usually bolted to the engine's head. There's the head, a gasket, then the exhaust manifold. The exhaust manifold typically has the upstream oxygen sensors built to it closest to the head as possible. The oxygen sensor works best when it's closest to the cylinders as possible. This position helps the oxygen sensor warm up faster during colder starts. The exhaust manifold is generally made of cast iron or a stainless steel. These manifolds can put out a lot of heat, so there's usually heat shields around the exhaust manifolds so it doesn't damage engine components. The heat shields are made of steel or a type of aluminum. These shields are either welded to the exhaust manifold or bolted to the exhaust manifold. Exhaust manifolds can get as hot as 1200 degrees, so use caution when removing the bolts that hold the shield onto the manifold. Many times they'll get hot and rusted and snap off when trying to remove the bolts. On many of the newer vehicles, the exhaust manifolds are replaced with what is called headers. Headers are mandrels of formed steel, one mandrel for each cylinder, which are round pieces of steel that join at the end called the collector. The collector generally has a gasket as well before it connects to other pipes, usually three bolts hold together. The exhaust mandrels are made with a pipe bending machine for a smooth transition. If there were any kinks, the kinks would cause exhaust restrictions. The exhaust manifold mandrels cannot be collapsed in any way, where there's a good chance that the exhaust velocity will burn a hole through the manifold right at the affected area. Why? Because the restricted air velocity going through the exhaust system must divert around the exhaust system where it is bent or damaged. It's kind of like bottlenecking on the highway. If you had a three-lane highway going down to one, it's going to back up. Right where it's bent is where everything backs up, and that's where you'd have your problem in the exhaust system. The piston must be able to push the exhaust gases out the exhaust manifold quickly and efficiently as possible. Okay, the next pipe would be called the downpipe or the engine pipe. This pipe connects to the catalytic converter and is usually made of nickel-chromium material, which resists corrosion and rust for optimal longevity. There are some manufacturers that use stainless steel piping to ensure long life. These engine pipes are normally connected to the exhaust manifold by spring-loaded bolts and nut systems, which allow the engine up and down or side-to-side movement without breaking the exhaust pipe, especially in front-wheel drive systems. So once again, the exhaust pipe going to the manifold is held together to the manifold with springs and bolts going through the springs. So you could actually take the exhaust system, move it side to side, and it will not affect the engine in any way. And vice versa, if the engine moves up and down or side to side, and it's going to move under acceleration, usually up and down, it will not affect the exhaust system. Now for what we all been waiting for, the catalytic converters. The catalytic converter system is used to convert unacceptable exhaust pollutants such as carbon monoxide, nitrogen, and hydrocarbons into less dangerous gases. You have a three-way catalytic converters, oxides of nitrogen back into nitrogen and oxygen. Once again, you have a three-way catalytic converters, oxides of nitrogen back into nitrogen and oxygen. Then you have the carbon monoxide and hydrocarbons that change to water and carbon dioxide. So, if and when you see water come from your tailpipe of your car in drops at a time, this generally means that your engine is running well and the exhaust system is doing its job. Just stand behind your exhaust system one day while your car is running. You should see some water droplets come out the tailpipe. Okay, and if you didn't, check it out. It's pretty cool. If you were to burn gases 100%, you would get water droplets as well. The older two-way catalytic converters just could not accomplish this task. We place the catalytic converters close to the exhaust manifolds so that they can reach operating temperatures more rapidly. Catalytic converters can become contaminated with silicone and lead, so do not use leaded fuel in a catalytic converter vehicle. You will usually find a shield around the converter so that its heat that emits does not necessarily harm the other components, such as wiring underneath the seats or the carpet inside the automobile. I've seen some people, they take actually the shields off the top of the catalytic converters, and their carpets are starting to steam because they're on their way to burning. Please don't do that. The shields are there for a reason. Okay, inside the catalytic converters, you might find something that looks like a honeycomb which has holes all the way through it, small holes that many times get blocked or restricted because your car is running rich. Okay, so what does running rich mean? A car runs rich for many reasons, but some reasons that are obvious is spark plugs. If one of your spark plugs are misfiring, the gases don't get burnt, and the raw fuel goes into the catalytic converter and solidifies because it's so hot, restricting the volume of the exhaust that can't pass through it. If you have a catalytic converter that is blocked because of a misfire or skippage situation, you will have to find a problem before the catalytic converter is switched out, because the same problem will destroy your new catalytic converter, and that's a costly fix. If you do have a catalytic converter that is completely blocked, you might not be able to start your vehicle or perhaps lose power going up a hill. Okay, here's some exhaust tips that'll help you diagnose a vehicle. Usually, if you are burning gases, the tailpipe would be emitting black. Once again, if you're burning gasoline, in other words, it's just going straight down through your exhaust system, it'll be coming out black smoke coming out of your tailpipe. If you're burning coolant or antifreeze, the smoke would be coming out white. And if you were burning oil, the smoke would be coming out blue out of your tailpipe. So those are just some tricks of the trades that'll help you diagnose something. So what makes a catalytic converter so valuable? Catalytic converters are so valuable because they contain precious metals, which thieves sell to scrapyards for cash. Precious metals found inside the catalytic converters include platinum, palladium, and rhodium, and sometimes gold. Just to give a scenario on the cost, as of 1/21/23, Rhodium is worth over 12 grand per ounce. Once again, rhodium is worth over 12 grand per ounce. Platinum, which is one of the items inside of a catalytic converter, is worth over $1,000 an ounce, and that's as of 1/21/23. The current price of palladium as of January 20th, 2023 is $1,600 per ounce. That's a lot of money, folks, but take a moment and think who's getting hurt with those stolen catalytic converters. The innocent right from their driveways, right from the only transportation they have, school buses, etc. Okay, the next piece in the exhaust system is the intermediate pipe. This pipe connects the catalytic converter to the muffler. Now for the mufflers. The job of the muffler is to control the sound emitting from the engine to the outside environment. These mufflers have a series of baffles and chambers that dissipates the sound. They clash against each other and cancel the noise out. That is in the perfect case. Now for the resonator. This piece works with the muffler to cancel the engine noise. Some manufacturers use the resonator in their exhaust system. It's usually found between the muffler and the exhaust outlet. Next, I thought I'd talk a little bit about catalytic converters, theft deterrents, and what's new in the market today. Also, the question, does my insurance cover catalytic converter theft? I will state facts and also state my opinions. I'll let you know the differences between the two styles when I come across them and what's available in the market today. And again, my opinion and what I think is better than the other. The first one I would like to start off with is rather an inexpensive device. It's an alarm that wraps around the stainless steel wiring that goes around the catalytic converter. This alarm connects onto those wires. It's a style that has a transmitter or a key fob. It looks to me the way it works is before you start driving, you have to turn off the key fob so the alarm doesn't go off on you. And when you're home and the vehicle is not running, that's when you turn the key fob for the anti-theft device on. Once again, it's rather inexpensive, and it's, in my opinion, not very good. What's the first thing you do, usually, if you hear an alarm? You look out the window, then what? I've heard of cases on the news in the past couple weeks that, for instance, if you see somebody under your car, you catch him in the act, the innocent is getting hurt or having a gun pointed at them, which is not a good thing. This is why it's only my opinion that these types of alarms are not that good. Now, some of the better ones that I've been reading up on, it's called the CAT clamp catalytic converter lock system. Once again, in my opinion, I think this is the better device of the available catalytic converter anti-theft devices that are available in today's marketplace right now. Some of the key features that this particular one that I'm looking at would have, it adjusts to pipe's diameter 1¾ inch to 3 inches wide. This fits most gas vehicles today. This kit also advertises uncuttable wire. This uncuttable wire is an anti-theft device that cages your catalytic converter. One great thing about it, it's American made. This kit also comes with a 1-year warranty. That's pretty good for somebody to put a warranty on this, especially if you own a hot theft vehicle, such as Hondas or school buses. Another style I'm reading up on is called a catalytic converter theft-proof cover. It's rather costly compared to the others that I've read up on, but if somebody is coming to steal your catalytic converter, it's a small price to pay rather than purchasing a new CAT converter, plus the labor to install the catalytic converter. So many anti-theft kits, I've noticed, could be $200 to $300. And if you had to purchase a Bluebird school bus catalytic converter, for instance, because 10 of your school buses, the catalytic converters, were stolen. I'm reading right from the internet now. These cats are from $2,200 plus. The average price that I've been hearing is anywhere from $2,500 to $3,500, including labor. Let's do the math. Even if you were to average out the two, $3,000 times 10, well, that's $30,000 to replace the school buses with the new catalytic converters. This is a downright shame to the people that must foot the bill. So I ask you, what is a catalytic converter? Remember, it's part of your exhaust system. It consists of ceramic honeycombs coated in metal. Typically, the metals are platinum, rhodium, and palladium. Remember that the catalytic converter allows dangerous substances in the car's exhaust to recombine and convert into a safer gas. Those gases are carbon monoxide, a poisonous gas. You can't smell it, you can't taste it, you can't see it. The gases enter the catalytic converter, mixes with oxygen, and exits as carbon dioxide. I would think about the theft deterrent. A thief can steal your catalytic converter in as little as a minute to a few minutes, and that's it. So how do you know if your catalytic converter is even connected to your exhaust system? When you go to start your vehicle, it will be incredibly loud. Why? Because you don't have a complete exhaust system any longer. The muffler is doing nothing. It's doing no good whatsoever. It's wide open. On another note, I've been receiving questions, people wondering if their insurance company covers this type of theft. Do you know that catalytic converters theft in the United States has increased by over 350%? This is staggering. The answer I'm finding out about insurance, if you have comprehensive coverage, then your catalytic converter theft is usually covered. The first thing I would do is contact your insurance company to find out if the catalytic converter thefts are covered in your insurance plan. There's usually more damage than just the catalytic converter alone. Usually there's an oxygen sensor connected to your catalytic converter, the downstream oxygen sensor, they call it. The thieves just cut the wires on the harness or right at the oxygen sensor. On oxygen sensors themselves, there are usually 3 to 4 wires. Some cars have several oxygen sensors. Okay, so what is comprehensive insurance anyways? And this is a quote. Comprehensive insurance, according to Progressive, is defined as optional coverage that protects against damage to your vehicle caused by non-collision events that are outside of your control. This includes theft, vandalism, glass, windshield damage, fire, accidents with animals, weather, or other acts of nature, unquote. So you should either read your policy or call your insurance company to find out if you're covered. Okay, it came down to the end, and I sincerely hope this episode has been helpful. Once again, I know you could be spending your time doing something else, so I would like to especially thank you for spending this time with me. You will hear a new episode in 2 weeks. This is Frank R. Schaefer signing off. Thank you once again. I appreciate it. Happy motoring.